Good day, and welcome to the six-month 2012 IFRS Statements conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to hand the conference over to Anton Rumantsev, Metals and Mining Analyst of Troika Dialogue. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Troika Dialogue, I would like to welcome you all on the KTK IFRS conference call. Today, company will be represented by Eduard Alexeyenko, who is the First Deputy CEO, and Vasily Rumantsev, who is Investor Relations Manager. Before passing the floor to Vasily, I'd like to congratulate the company with the Miners' Day, which is celebrated in Russia during this weekend. Guys, all the best to you, and we wish you to grow and bring good results on such a tough market. Now I'm passing the floor to Vasily. Vasily, please start.
Thank you, Anton. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for connecting to KTK presentation of consolidated IFRS settlements for the second quarter and six months, 2012. My name is Vasily Rumantsev, and I will make a brief introduction of our company and comment on financial and operational results for the reporting period. After that, Eduard Alexeyenko, Deputy Chief Executive Officer of KTK, will answer your questions during Q&A session. Let's start. KTK is one of the fastest-growing thermal coal producers in Russia, employing about 4,000 people. Since its establishment in 2000, the company has launched three open-pit mines, a coal washing plant, and developed an extensive production and distribution infrastructure. KTK produces exclusively thermal coal, classified as Grade D under the Russian classification system with a high caloric value. KTK is one of the top 10 largest Russian companies by volume of thermal coal production and number five among Russian exporters of coal. The company maintains a diversified sales structure balanced between export and domestic sales. Also possesses one of the largest distribution networks in Western Siberia. Operational highlights. In the first six months of 2012, the volume of production increased by 9% to  4.08 million tons over the same period the previous year. In the second quarter 2012, the volume of coal production decreased by 13% quarter-on-quarter, amounted 1.9 million tons. In the first six months 2012, the company increased its coal sorting and washing. Sorting volume grew by 19% to 3 million tons, which corresponds to 74% of total production per period. The volume of production at a washing plant, Kaskad, has increased by 17% to 0.41 million tons. Sales of coal. The volume of coal sales for six months 2012 increased by 8% to 4.85 million tons, while exports totaled 3.06 million tons, which is a level of six months in 2011. Sales of coal in the domestic market increased by 24% to 1.79 million tons. Due to traditional decline in trading activity in the domestic market of thermal coal observed in the second quarter, company reduced its sales compared to the first quarter by 27%, implementing 2.04 million tons. In the first half of 2012, the average price of company's coal sales amounted 1,318 rubles per ton, up 13% over the same period last year. Average selling price of coal in the domestic market increased by 12% to 1,256 rubles per ton. The average export price in the first 6 months 2012 amounted 1,354 rubles per ton, an increase of 14% over 6 months 2011. In the second quarter of 2012, the average selling price of coal fell by 6% compared with previous quarter, reached 1,271 rubles per ton. Prices in Russia rose by 6% to 1,302 rubles per ton. Average selling price for export, excluding railroad tariff, in the second quarter decreased by 13% compared to the first quarter, to 1,259 rubles per ton. Financial highlights. In the second quarter, due to changing conditions in the export markets and traditional seasonal decline in the sales volumes of coal, most indicators show this line on the results of the first quarter. Revenue for 6 months of 2012 amounted 11,505 million rubles, up 13% over the same period last year. The seasonal decrease in the coal sales on domestic market in the second quarter, revenue decreased by 27% to 4,853 million rubles, compared to 6,653 million rubles received in the first quarter. The seasonal decline in revenue combined with an increase in costs of sales due to a strip ratio increase in the second quarter resulted quarterly EBITDA decrease of 77% to 259 million rubles. For the 6 months 2012, EBITDA decreased by 7% to 1,375 million rubles. For the 6 months 2012, company received 505 million rubles net income, which is 36% lower than the same period in 2011. At the same time, in the second quarter 2012, it was recorded a loss of 391 million rubles. Net debt as of June 2012 amounted 5,131 million rubles, having increased by 53% from its level on March 2012. Compared to the same indicator last year, net debt increased by 155% during the quarter. Net debt to EBITDA at the end of a reporting period was 1.35. Company's debt is increased as a part of investment program for 2012, in particular the construction of washing plant Cascade 2. Production cash costs. In the first quarter, company's cash costs per one ton of coal increased by 13% compared with the first quarter of 2012 and reached 875 rubles per ton due to the lower production volume. For the 6 months 2012, operating cash cost per one ton of coal amounted 823 rubles per ton, which is 25% higher than in 2011. Prospects for the third quarter. In accordance with adjusted production plan, coal production in the third quarter will remain at the level of first quarter and reach 2.18 million tons, which is 15% higher than in the second quarter 2012. According to the estimates of management, the stripping ratio for the second quarter reached its peak and will decline in the second half of the year. Thanks for your attention, and now Eduard Alexeyenko will answer your questions during Q&A session, and I will translate.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. And we will take our first question from Alexander Morin of Sovlink. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Vasily, Anton, Eduard. I have a couple of questions. First, about your CapEx program. So you change it for this year or not? About your plans of thermal coal sales for this year. So you plan it cut after third quarter or not? And about development your own sales network. So can you speak the number of retail stores at the end of the year and its implement on your distribution line? How much COVID can distribute it via your retail network? Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Please hold on.
Ну, что касается инвестиций, инвестиционные планы на этот год мы не сокращали. Мы основными затратами в этом году будет вторая обогатительная фабрика «Каска-2», и она будет полностью профинансирована и введена в эксплуатацию в четвертом квартале, что позволит сократить затраты, улучшить качество продукции и расширить рынки сбыта.
We didn't cut our investment program for this year, and the major investment will be Cascade 2 washing plant, which we plan to finance and launch in the fourth quarter of 2012. Thanks, Bozhe.
Мы приняли решение в связи с существенным снижением экспортных цен и вообще волатильностью на рынках ресурсов. Мы приняли решение о увеличении емкости рынка в Западной Сибири, и данный факт будет связан с увеличением количества точек реализации. И на конец года мы планируем увеличить их на 10 штук, что позволит увеличить емкость рынка в следующем году на 20%.
Due to the export, the low export prices, we are focused now on the domestic market, and we plan to widen this market and in the Western Siberia. By the end of the year,
80
we plan to have 81 point of sale in Western Siberia. This is 20% more than in the second quarter. We will be able to sell about 3.5 million tons through our network in the next year.
Thank you.
Next question, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. As a reminder to ask a question today, please press star 1. There is currently no questions in the queue.
Do we have any more questions?
Yeah, guys, if there are no questions, I can ask several questions, if I may. It's Anton from Troika. The first one is, could you please tell us what are your expectations on the decrease of stripping ratio in the second half of the year? Because we have seen a pretty high stripping ratio in the second quarter. So actually, I'd like to know what are your expectations for the third quarter, and actually, what is the plan for the full 2012? Thank you.
Thank you for the question. Please hold on.
Коэффициент с крыши по итогам 2012 года составит 7,5. Это на 0,3 ниже, чем в прошлом году.
By the end of the year, the stripping ratio will be 7.5, which is, minus 0.3 lower than in 2011.
Okay, and one more question. If you have already some visibility on the pricing in the third quarter, could you please share it with us? So what do you think? Is it possible for your export prices to decline further? And what will happen with the prices on the local market? Thank you.
Что касается цен на внутреннем рынке, оживление, сезонное оживление началось, но большого роста цен мы не видим до конца года. Они сохранятся на уровне второго квартала. Что касается экспорта...
We already see some increase in the market in the third quarter, but speaking about a full year, we think that there will won't be a significant decrease, and it will be the level of the second quarter.
Что касается экспортных рынков, то существенного оживления и, соответственно, роста цен мы до конца года также не видим, несмотря на локальное повышение на европейском рынке, что связано больше там, с забастовкой в Колумбии.
Speaking of export markets, we also don't see a big increase. There was some local increase in Europe, related with strikes on Colombian market.
Но оживление, чувствуется оживление на рынке Восточной Европы, на которую в первом полугодии мы существенно сократили объемы реализации в связи с наступлением осеннего периода. Данный рынок стал потреблять больше угля. Соответственно, отгрузки мы на Восточную Европу увеличили.
We can see an increase in the demand in Western Europe this autumn, we already increased our shipments on this direction.
Что касается восточных рынков, то ситуация на сегодняшний день стабильна, и мы считаем, что дальнейшего падения не предвидится в ближайшее время.
Speaking of Asian markets, the situation is stable, and we don't see any lower levels in the distant future.
Okay, thank you, understood.
Do you have any more questions?
And we will take our next question from Alexander Morin of Savlink. Please go ahead.
Еще раз добрый день. По поводу продаж, сохранится ли структура на будущие годы, то есть по экспортным продажам, то есть примерно там соотношение 30-70, или она сместится в сторону 60-40, где-то так, в тоннаже, в пропорции где-то. Вот. Спасибо.
Thank you for your question. Please hold on.
Ну, данная пропорция в этом году составит где-то 40 на 60, то есть 60% экспорта. При повышении цен на экспортных рынках она, естественно, будет смещаться к 30 на 70.
This year we expect to see a proportion of 40% per domestic market and 60% per export market. But if the prices on the export market will go up, the proportion will be 30% per domestic market and 70% for export.
Спасибо.
Do we have any more questions?
And we will take our next question from Igor Lepitents of VTB Capital. Please go ahead.
Да, да, здравствуйте. Пару вопросов. У меня первый касается транспортных костов, там, с учетом того, что РЖД оказалась не так агрессивна в инфляции, да, тарифа. Как вы видите изменения там, на горизонте 12 месяцев до конца года тарифа? Это вот первый вопрос по транспорту. Второй по дивидендам, учитывая достаточно большой провал в чистой прибыли в этом квартале, как-то взгляд менеджмента и акционеров меняется на то, как компания смотрит на дивидендные выплаты в этом году, в 2012. Спасибо.
Ну, что касается тарифов на будущее, они на самом деле прогнозы озвучены по тарифам, они составляют там 8% роста. Но я думаю, что они в этих пределах и будут повышаться в будущем. Но на сегодняшний день в связи с ситуацией на рынке мы видим снижение стоимости вагонной составляющей, то есть снижается цена вагона. Если мы раньше арендовали по 1400, то сейчас арендуем вагон по 1200.
Speaking of railway tariff, we have a forecast that it will increase by 8%, but the other thing is that the railroad cars cost is going down for KTK. We used to rent a railroad car for 1,400 rubles, and now we are renting it for 1,200.
Да, спасибо. А по поводу дивидендов?
Что касается дивидендов, то действительно во втором квартале у нас сократилась прибыль, но это связано в основном со снижением спроса на внутреннем рынке, как и происходило ранее, за исключением прошлого года, просто цены были достаточно высокие, и это не нашло такого отражения в отчетности. Что касается дальнейшего периода, именно второго полугодия, то мы надеемся, что объем прибыли у нас все-таки будет и будет увеличиваться. И мы на сегодня не планируем изменять нашу дивидендную политику. Это 25% от чистой прибыли по РСБУ.
We had some cut in, of net profit in the second quarter of 2012 because of the lower demand on the internal market. But it happens every year except 2011 when the prices were quite high and this lower demand doesn't affect our net profit. We plan to keep our dividend policy the same as last year, and it was 25% of net profit per dividends.
Да, спасибо. Если можно, это еще один вопрос. Эдуард, когда мы все вместе встречались на презентации обновленной стратегии, вы сказали, что предпринимаете конкретные шаги по улучшению ликвидности в бумаге. Я так понимаю, что это делалось при помощи маркетмейкера. Если смотреть на то, как торгуется бумага, на самом деле, наоборот, там объемы сократились. Вот в связи с этим вопрос, мероприятие продолжается по улучшению ликвидности или вообще какой статус по этому вопросу?
На самом деле мы не занимались мероприятием по повышению ликвидности, и у нас не было маркетмейкера, и, соответственно, в ближайшее время не планируем заниматься этим вопросом. Что касается в целом повышения ликвидности, мне кажется, сейчас это достаточно проблематично в связи с волатильными рынками.
We didn't have any program on increasing of liquidity, and these days we don't think that it's possible because of volatility on the financial markets.
Да, понял, спасибо.
Do we have any more questions?
We currently have no questions in the queue. As a final reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1. There are no more questions in the queue.
Thank you very much. Thanks, everyone, for attending our conference call. If you have any more questions, you can send them to my email. It's vkr@oaoktk.ru, and I will be happy to answer and provide you some information. Thank you. The conference call is finished.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.